They did it. They did it. We got him.
Police say DNA evidence from the 1998 crime scene helped in the capture of John Miller. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Attorney General Steve Marshall is fighting alongside President Trump. A Christian conservative, Steve Marshall will uphold our values. Steve Marshall is pro-life and protected a pregnancy center's right to free speech. A defender of gun rights, Steve Marshall is endorsed by the NRA. And Steve Marshall fought to stop sanctuary cities and end illegal immigration. Here's Steve Marshall and President Trump, our conservative fighters.
I'm a Christian conservative driven by my faith. May God bless our glorious nation. I'm pro-life and will protect the unborn. Every child is a precious gift from God. I will always defend our gun rights.
I will protect our Second Amendment.
I will crack down on sanctuary cities.
We will end the sanctuary cities.
Republican Steve Marshall, pro-Trump, fighting for Alabama.
Paid for by Steve Marshall for Alabama, Inc. P.O. Box 3537, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
She's been my support for 53 years. My better half from the moment we met. And now that it's my turn to be the better half, it's good to know there's help.
If you need help caring for someone you love, Kindred may be the answer. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing visits, medications, equipment, medical supplies, and more. If you have questions about home health, hospice, or care after a hospital stay, call Kindred and speak with a registered nurse. See how we can help. 1-866-KINDRED.
Is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hi, I'm Angela from Capital City Ace. If you haven't already noticed, summer is here, and I would like to invite y'all to come out to our store for your lawn, garden, and other outdoor needs. Regardless if it's a big project or a quick fixer-upper, your local Ace Hardware folks are here to help you. We've got a variety of plants, pesticides, bird seed, and other outdoor tools. So on your next outing, make sure you stop by Capital City Ace, Montgomery's helpful place.
Presenting the all-new 3-row 2019 Subaru Ascent. It's the biggest SUV we've ever made. With room for up to 8, choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating, plus standard symmetrical all-wheel drive with up to 27 miles per gallon. The 2019 Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Come test drive the all-new 2019 Subaru Ascent at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2019 Subaru Ascent and Ascent Premium models with standard equipment. Actual mileage may vary.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. What about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
If you plan to enjoy your lawn this summer, remember, so do bugs. Change their plans with Roundup Bug Destroyer from the Home Depot. And right now, save up to $20. Bug Destroyer kills over 100 kinds of insects, even grubs and ticks, and keeps killing for 3 months without harming the lawn. It's a long summer. Better plan accordingly. Right now, when you buy more, you can save more. Up to $20 on Roundup Bug Destroyer. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers and storms continues well into the nighttime hours tonight before eventually ending and then fading out. Overnight low temperature in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, look for a high temperature in the lower 90s, partial sunshine, and still a generous supply of showers and storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Then on Thursday and Friday, the storms thin out in number, not as many storms to go around, with high temperatures edging back towards the middle 90s and triple-digit heat indices again. Our free weather app has advanced interactive radar and future radar. Plus, keep on top of the tropics, and you'll have access to all my videos and blog updates. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hold on to your butt.
I'm quite surprised that a story had such an immediate and profound effect upon radio listeners.
Hooey pleases the boobs a great deal more than sense.
Woe is us! We're in a lot of trouble!
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
What the hell are we doing here?
We are behaving the way a superpower ought to behave.
Well, our behavior has produced some crappy results.
What we're witnessing now is the failure of the state. It is a death struggle for our republic.
Giving voice to liberty in our time.
Joey Clark.
Welcome.
Wait for it.
For some reason, I'm imagining your cats doing this. Maybe it's because we just talked about them, but
maybe.
Yes, that's Emily Hayes in studio.
Is it just that? Oh, there it is.
No.
I would play this for my kid's sister when I'd take her to her soccer practices.
Butterflies and Hurricanes, yes. By Muse.
Mm-hmm.
It does pump you up.
It would get her amped up.
Yeah, and if you're in an anxious, angsty mood about where you are in life, it's not bad.
Like, best, you've got to be the best.
Yeah.
Best, you've got to be the best. It's epic, man. That record is so good.
It really is. I should have put in my favorite version, though. The live version.
Oh, God.
It's a little heavier than this.
Yeah.
I love
Matt Bellamy because he's such a...
He's so good.
Can you say
ASS on
there?
Yeah, you can say ASS.
I wanted
he's a badass.
He's a badass, man.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, just like the first record, Showbiz by Muse, is great. I mean,
yes.
it's a great... lead-off record for what they do, but Origin of Symmetry is so good, and that's the one that came out before before that one, that third one. God.
Yeah, I think...
It's escaping me now.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, though.
But Origin of Symmetry, the notes they got back from the label or whatever, they were like, it was really hard to get singles off of Showbiz because, you know, he gets into his falsetto a lot. So there's one song on The Origin of Symmetry that is him in falsetto the entire time.
I love his falsetto.
It's great.
I love Muse for their approach of they're classically trained. Like, you can hear that in the music, but then they get that sort of punk, progressive rock feel like with pop sensibilities, too.
It's like
to tie it all together.
It's like Refused and Radiohead and Rachmaninoff all in one.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And he uses Chopin's Nocturnes in one song off of Black Holes and Revelations.
Mm-hmm.
Number...
See, I'm testing your Muse wisdom here.
Yeah, number two. Nocturne 9, number 2, I think. Anyway, it's one of my favorite ones. And when I got that record and I heard it included in a song, I freaked out in my little Chevy Cavalier. I was like, oh my God!
Now, I'm already feeling guilty, ladies and gentlemen, for asking old lady Hayes to come on the show.
Why?
Because what time did you wake up this morning?
5.
You woke up at 5?
Yeah, a little later.
Oh, wow. You usually wake up at like 4.
Yeah, but I took my shower the night before.
Oh, but the hair looks good.
Thanks.
Your hair looks great. looks better than mine today.
Hush it.
Mine's still longer.
Well, I'm growing it out for the wedding, so.
Okay, it looks beautiful.
You can keep yours long for the wedding, too.
Okay, well, thank you for permission. Actually, I am going to get it cut. Not cut off.
Yeah, don't get it cut.
It took too long to get it. I grew it myself. It took forever.
Seth asked me, Seth Spotlow is you know, Eric's
that guy.
Best friend. Yeah. And he's the best man, and he said something about cutting his hair. And I was like, no. And my brother-in-law, he and Eric have just taken to each other really well. He's going to be a groomsman, and he asked if he had to shave his beard.
No, and people are being very considerate saying these things.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, any brides out there for any weddings I might be a part of. I'm not changing me for you.
No.
I'm not the one getting married to you.
No, I mean... I don't expect anybody to do that.
Right, and you're a wonderful person.
Thanks. My sister, though, but when Jeff said, do I have to shave, or do you want me to shave, and as I was saying no, Elizabeth was saying, of course.
Yeah.
So, like, his wife, my sister, was saying, of course you're going to shave your beard.
So, you're preparing for your wedding. I saw you putting together
save the dates.
Invitations, yes,
yeah.
Earlier today. Cool stuff. Don't reveal too much. My brother just got engaged on the 4th of July.
How exciting.
To Lady Caroline.
Oh, nice.
And I've never had a sister before.
Oh.
So, and like, I heard the news. I didn't see her for like a week or two after the news because she was still up in Saratoga Springs, New York.
Oh, wow.
And she came back down. As soon as she walked in, hey, hugs, sister. Yes. And I'm going to a bachelor party in New Orleans.
Oh,
August
my
10th.
Land.
So I'm looking for a red dress for me.
Yeah, for a red dress run.
Yeah.
I got to get you in touch with my friend Clint. He will take care of you.
If you want a good red dress, talk to Clint.
Yeah, talk to Clint.
That's not what I would expect.
He was our production guy at the station I was with in Mobile.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I have another one.
Mm-hmm.
Another bachelor party.
Oh.
Labor Day weekend.
Hey.
Flying out of Montgomery straight to D.C. I think my buddy's getting a suite at MGM National.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be like hangover style.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be quite a bender. He's my old drinking buddy.
Big doings for Joey.
Yeah, so I'm surrounded by bachelor parties and engagement parties and my brother's own engagement and weddings upcoming. It's unreal. And I'm sitting over here going, you lucky, lucky people.
Oh.
No, and it's not like an envious sort of thing. It's not like I'm pining for like somebody's lady out there. It's more like I'm thinking about my own life right now,
mm-hmm.
and I don't understand. Well, let me first put this out here. I'm playing both sides of what tomorrow night show is going to be. Your ever so awesome fiance will be in studio, sitting probably in that chair to my left.
Oh,
your right.
Okay.
And the ever so smooth, he's God's gift, don't you know, ladies? Brandon will be sitting to my right, your left. And Brandon will be taking the position, as he has taken many a time on this show, the marriage is just not worth it. It's a terrible business deal, as he's put it. Who would sign that contract? That's his position.
Okay.
And he has more ammunition. But your, as I said, ever so awesome fiance will, of course, be defending the institution of marriage. And I now, personally, since I'm going to be somewhat of a moderator of this conversation, this debate on marriage.
Yeah.
I should let out my bias, where I stand these days on the institution of marriage.
Okay.
I'm not like, you know, what is it, Ted, How I Met Your Mother? I'm not pining to get married in some romantic way, but as I'm now trying to get back into the meeting people, dating world,
yeah.
It's miserable.
Oh, it sucks.
It's terrible.
It's horrible. There's this meme that goes around, not meme, I guess, but it's a picture that goes around on the internet of an old abandoned swimming pool in someone's backyard. Honestly, it looks like what I saw.
Oh, is it like pools, green?
Like, no, like pools after Katrina along the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
That bad.
Where it's just like the concrete's all broken up. There's a little bit of like green sludge, a little bit at the bottom.
Like
but
mosquito
then
larva.
Yeah, but then there's, you know, patio furniture and a couple of, like, a toolbox and a recliner. Like, there's all this crap.
Oh, but the toolbox has no tools in it.
Right, but it says dating pool in your 30s.
Yeah.
And it's man, it's tough. So when you do find that person, that's...
See, but I'm not...
God, hold on to him.
I'm not too worried because I have a bunch of aunts and uncles who got married at, like, or met the person they eventually married at, like, 30, mm-hmm. 31. My Uncle Dave, what a mess. I still remember sitting at the adults' table.
That's a big deal.
No, and that's me. Like, when I was 11, 12, I wanted to sit with the adults and talk about politics, religion, economics, blah, 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 blah. And not even really talk, more listen. And occasionally jump in with a foolish, childish question. Oh, you're so young and ignorant. Let me school you. But I knew what I was doing because it would get people who had different opinions telling me, no, here's what you should think, Joey. But the discussion was around dating. And all my mom, my aunts were shocked at the latest news they saw. That 85%, I don't know how they got these numbers at this time, 85% of girls on a first date would, it'd be going down. Oh. It'd be on.
Mm-hmm.
And to which my Uncle Dave said, and this is how he dated, he said, man, that's fascinating. How do the other 15% get dates? To which my Aunt Karen blushes because... they once dated. Oh, no. I can put two and two together. I don't want to. I know what happened. And good for you, too. So, I don't know. I look at the current dating pool, and it feels like I'm 29. I turned 30 December 1st this year. And it does feel like that dilapidated, abandoned pool. Like, my options, especially here in Montgomery, are just running out. Unless I date younger.
Well, see, here... okay. This is where, because I'm 33. I'm older than you, but I'm not that much older than you.
Yeah.
And also, I don't want to say wasted because I learned a lot, but lost 3 years of viable dating time in a horrible relationship when I lived in South Alabama.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, God, it was terrible. But
see, I haven't made that mistake.
Thank God.
I've been.
And if I see you heading towards that,
okay,
we're going to have a talk.
Okay.
But
you got to set me straight, lady.
I will have to.
Yeah.
What we run into at this age, with where we live and all that jazz, what we run into, freshly divorced or long-term relationships that have finally ended, that never, like, people that were together for 9 years but never pulled the trigger and got married or anything like that.
Right.
You know, kids, not...
honestly, that's the one that scares me the most.
And no one should feel ashamed for having...
they should not.
For having kids or anything like that, but the people that you get into relationships with, you need to respect that they're at that point in their life without kids. Mm-hmm. There may be a reason, or it's difficult for them, because when you date somebody with kids, you end up, once you meet that child...
you're joining the family.
You're joining the family, and you're a new element in there, and that's tough. I've been that kid twice, you know, when my mom got remarried when I was 3, and when my dad got remarried when I was 11.
Right.
And two totally different times in a girl's life, too.
Oh,
so
my.
Just very, you know, those are tough situations, and so when you're out there dating, if you want to date somebody that doesn't have kids...
mm-hmm.
Then you're going to...
no prefabs.
Yeah, you're going to most... it's going to be hard to find a blank slate.
Yeah.
It's
going to be hard to find another hermit such as myself.
Exactly. It's going to be
I need to find a workaholic.
More difficult. Yeah.
I need to find a career woman.
A career woman.
Yeah, who's devoted her life just to work.
You know,
she's had a few flings, a few crazy romances, jet-setted around the world with these rich fat cats, but they couldn't give her... what you really need.
It sounds like a rom-com.
Some foolish idiot who's barely figuring out his life. Who can talk a good game. MBS a lot.
Was it this Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds movie?
No, but weren't they good friends for a while?
No, she was his boss and she needed her green card.
Oh.
But he made her see the ways of a loving relationship.
Oh, I'm remembering that terrible movie.
It was pretty horrible, but you know, yay Canada.
Yay Canada.
But so, you know, when you're out there trying to date and meet people at this age, you just got to be ready that there are going to be those things attached to it.
Right. But here, I want to get back to the institution of marriage.
Okay.
And how I feel, because I will be, again, we'll be having a debate about this. Heartfelt, friendly, it's not going to be mean or anything. But it'll be a conversation, because Brandon seems pretty set in his ways. Your awesome fiancé seems pretty set in his ways. He should be. He's marrying you.
I was gonna say, he's really very excited, just like I am. So.
Yes. No, he's the one, I think, who really issued the challenge.
Oh?
Yeah. To Brandon.
You know, whenever you invite him to be on the show, or whenever he talks about it, or whenever you guys talk, I don't even know when y'all talk. I don't want to know. But
it's not that often.
Well,
that's just because I don't talk to people that often unless I'm on air.
I do know you.
Yes.
but he politely, like, I'm not included in that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want to, this is your show. You do what you do on your show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to influence him either way in what he would come on the air and say, because you don't want, if you wanted me on the air, you would have me on the air.
Right.
If you want his perspective on something, then let him go into it free and clear or whatever. But like, you know, I'm going to get Kira tomorrow. I'm going to pick her up because Eric's going to do the show with you. So, you know, trade off that duty. So that was Joey just texted and this thing Wednesday night.
And he told me, let me check.
Yeah, he was like, is that cool? And I was like, that's fine with me. You don't have to ask me for permission to do it. I do like to know so I can make sure I'm tuned in.
Yeah, we just got to make the plan.
And all that stuff. But
here's where I stand.
But I don't like the word institution.
You don't like the institution of marriage?
Yeah, I don't like that.
You just not like institutions? He's a damn dirty anarchist?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woohoo!
You don't like our intelligence services or our...
No, I just don't... I don't like the word institution applied to marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like
this
the...
This is interesting.
I don't like the word or feeling contract applied
but
to
But it is an institution
marriage.
And it is a contract.
Yeah, it's also a holy jam, so that's...
Wait, did you just call... I would, growing up Catholic, I'd call it a sacrament. You called it a holy jam.
Yeah, I'm a Lutheran, so freewheeling Bob Dylan over here. No, but I mean, that's why I have problems with people that... I don't have problems with people, but it upsets me that certain people will think of it as a contract or a business deal or something like that, because the way I believe and the way I've grown up and how I feel entering into this next phase of my life with Eric is, this isn't a contract. It's not an institutional thing. This is not for anybody else in this world but me and Eric. I love him. I want to spend the rest of my life with him. I want to be there to comfort him when he's sad and celebrate with him when he's happy and be there for him. Like, he's been there for me, like, with all this stuff with my mom. Like, when he's been the support when I didn't have any left to stand.
Mm-hmm.
He was the lean-to help me keep going. And I am excited beyond words that I get to make that commitment to him and we get to be together for the rest of our lives and we get to share that moment with our friends and family in January.
Well, and you left out all that was beautiful when you kind of led me into what I was going to talk about, but you left out one crucial thing. I think one of the major benefits of getting married, and it doesn't happen, you know, you don't have to get married to do this, but you feel more honest about it, is you can also always look at that person, and it may or may not happen, but you can always look at that person and say,
come on, come on, come on, come on,
touch me. Yes, that's one of the benefits too.
Yeah.
But the way I look at it is I don't like the institution and contractual nature of it either.
Yeah,
I think that is where it gets the bad rap. It's where in divorce courts people are like, oh, there's still weird expectations based on genders. Like, it's always kind of in the mother's favor. It's one area of society where it is a weird like the man is expected to be the provider still.
Yeah.
In the contract sense.
I know that it's changing.
It is a little bit.
Little by little.
But that's still the way it is.
It's going to take some time to where that's more. You know, my mom took my dad back to court twice that I can remember.
Oh, wow.
And I was young, and I don't remember exactly what it was for. I'm sure.
It's confusing, especially when you're a kid.
You know, there's custody, and there's child support, and there's all that stuff mixed together, and then there's hurt feelings on the divorced party side that, you know, will skew their way of thinking, and then it puts the kids in the middle, and that's never, ever the right thing to do. You've got to be more mature and beyond yourself and realize that sometimes you just need to suck it up as to not expose your kids to any more damage.
Well, and I think the part of it that I... And that's unfortunate because so many marriages have... We're talking about divorce court at this point.
Yeah, I mean...
And it just, like... I think we've all been affected. I would say, though, too, that sometimes it can be terrible if your folks don't get divorced and it feels like they should.
Yes. Okay, so my parents got divorced. I was not even 18 months old. We were back in...
Okay, so
yeah, we were back in Alabama. I was born in Oklahoma City in 85, and we were back in Alabama. I believe they were divorced by the beginning of 87.
So you kind of grew up knowing this sort of...
Well, I don't know. I do not know my mom and dad together.
Right. So it's kind of... That's how it is.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it is. I don't know my mom and dad together. I do know their personalities. I'm a mixture of both of them.
Yeah.
More stubborn than anybody should ever be. But I know that I... would have preferred them get divorced than stay together and be miserable.
Exactly.
Because it would have been a very vocally miserable
it would talk have been, and lot. It makes everybody else miserable.
Yeah, and I wouldn't... Of course, there are things in my life that I wish I could change that I wouldn't have had to go through, but it makes me who I am, and it gives me some unique insights on various things. I wouldn't change... anything.
Right.
I've got my mom and my stepdad, and they gave me two beautiful, very talented and intelligent and sweet and loving kid sisters, and gave me my stepdad's family with an amazing, you know, Mamaw and Papaw and Aunt Dana and Daryl and Grandpa Raymond and all that stuff. But the same thing happens on my dad's side when dad marries Sarah when I'm 11.
Yeah.
I've got Sarah's family and her mom's British and has all these great stories and makes her own pastries and stuff. And Sarah's got two sisters and they've got great kids. And, you know, yeah, my parents got divorced and it sucks. Because a lot of stuff would have been easier if we were all together as a kid and didn't have to spend 8 hours in a car one way to go see my dad.
Sure.
However, I am just surrounded by so many people that love and care for me. What do I have to complain about?
Well, I love that you look at it that way.
You have to.
You have to. More people, it's a blessing.
Yeah.
It is the more people you get to meet. And it's not like all the time... It's always happy times. Obviously,
no.
That's not how life works.
No.
But that's the part of the marriage vow, and I think you and I are in agreement, that I take really seriously. And not the love that's in the rom-com, necessarily. Well, The Notebook actually touches on it. but not...
You're such a softy, man.
I've only seen it once.
You going to go up to Birmingham and see Mamma Mia? I heard about that.
No, I'm not going to go see Mamma Mia. No, that was a one-time thing.
Okay.
It was a phase.
You do you.
It was a phase.
I support you in whatever.
It was a phase.
It's okay, Joey. Just
that is not
it.
My guilty pleasure.
Uh-huh.
No, if you want to see my problem, my true guilty pleasure is Under the Cherry Moon, directed and starred Prince.
Oh, yes.
As a gigolo in the south of France.
Oh, bless it.
And this young woman is getting her trust fund when she turns 21.
Oh.
So he's going to land a big fish, make her fall in love with him. He'll get married. He'll be rich beyond his dreams. You know, he's got life made, but he actually falls in love with her.
Don't they always?
Yeah, he actually falls in love with her. So much so that he dies.
Dun, dun, dun!
Yeah. But here's the part I take seriously.
Okay.
Because it's not the sort of rom-com or the quick hit, not the first date, and you're... immediately, you know, making slow, ponderous love. It's not the, we just got a new house phase or whatever. It's not just the happiness. The part that really came into focus for me and the depth of love is when my mother got sick. And to see the sacrifice through the pain of my father and others who love my mom, but to see a marriage that was tough, to see that sacrifice in those tough moments, I was like, well, that's real love. Like, to see somebody sick and dying, and you, at a certain point, you have hope, but then you know this isn't going to end how we would hope, and yet you still help, and you still maintain, and you don't worry about what comes after just yet. That's, I think, the true type of love. And I don't think, except in rare occasions, there are friends that go the extra mile. There are other family members that can go the extra mile. But I don't think you could have somebody like that other than in a marriage. And that is, I think, till death do us part, in sickness and in health. The sickness and the death is, I think, a part that gets left out a lot of the movies. Left out of the fairy tale stories. And I suppose you could have a lifetime partner or something like that. Somebody would be there for you. But you might as well call a relationship like that a marriage. And at the end of the day, despite all the risks involved with, like, oh, I don't want to end up divorced, I don't want to lose half my stuff, you know, that those
that's,
lines.
That's so trivial.
These sort of things, if you're actually in love with somebody and willing to make that vow that's above and beyond the money and the stuff, it's worth all those risks. Now, there might be some guys out there listening and going, no, it's not! But, you know, you roll the dice. It's worth that roll of the dice. And sometimes it doesn't work out. But that's where I stand on the institution these days.
The institution.
Mm-hmm. Because we'll have what these guys, you know, Brandon and your fiancé, talk about this. Go back and forth on this issue.
It's going to be very interesting.
But, you know, I'm not going to inject myself too much because I'm doing it tonight. And just, everybody has their bias. I would like to get married someday. Somebody asked me, where do I see myself in 10 years? I would love to be married to a thoughtful, intelligent, hopefully wealthy with a trust fund. No. thoughtful, intelligent, sexy wife. I think it's a must for me. I want a wife that a few people want to break some commandments. You know what I mean?
Joey.
Yeah. But they don't break those commandments. Well, maybe they break one, that whole covet thing. But
sitting in confession.
I'm so full.
Oh my God, Joey's wife, man, she's so smoking hot.
I'm so full of crap. No, all that's subjective. But no, and in 10 years, I would love to have maybe a kid. I would definitely love to have a few dogs, not cats.
What's wrong with cats?
Nah.
All day I've been getting crap about cats.
Yeah, you've been getting crap about cats. What's your cat been doing lately?
Well,
crapping everywhere.
Well, no,
Irene. Not in the box.
Irene won't go in the box.
Right.
And that's because Eric changed up the system.
I've never had a dog that's done that.
Well, you know, Loretta's just fine with it.
Okay.
All right.
This is the
but
problem
it's
with cats.
Irene.
They're also particular.
It's
depends
Irene.
On the cat.
Well, she abandoned the good ship, old lady Hayes, and mm-hmm. she's all team Eric, and I don't exist when Eric's around as far as Irene's concerned. I saved a life. I adopted the dang cat.
Yeah, no, all power to you. But I'm saying I'm thinking dogs.
I would like a dog, but Eric says we can't have one right now.
Maybe a pond out back with an otter.
Oh, an otter?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Joey.
No, not really. Just dogs. Man. Just dogs. But I would also like a big, beautiful home.
See, I never want more home than I actually need.
True. No, I don't want, like, a mansion. It's not a status thing.
No.
I want a functional, great, beautiful home with a little bit of land on it.
I feel like we have just, just moved into a 3-bedroom, 2-bath from a 2-bedroom, 1-bath.
Mm.
And the old little house I called the bungalow.
Bungalow.
It was great. It was a little bungalow. It was great. But it was, you know,
not enough.
My stuff, it was in storage.
Mm.
And I have a big family. Eric's got a big family. And there was one night, like, where my stepmom and dad met, his parents and his sister and her husband and their kids were there, and my sister Elizabeth and her husband and those kids were there. We're all just like spilling out into the backyard, and even then it was not enough room.
Not enough room.
So we're
why I need a big backyard.
So now we're in this 3-bedroom, 2-bath. Great size backyard, great size front yard, a little workshop for Eric. We've got, a guest bedroom. Kira's got her room. She doesn't have to share that with anybody else coming to visit.
This is the thing. Life happens, and I always felt stuck. Like, maybe the house thing happens before I get married, and maybe that's a good selling point. Hey, I got a house.
I will tell you, in my single days, that was, you don't live at home with your parents? Cool.
You don't live with a bunch of roommates.
Yeah, you don't have a bunch of dudes that are just going to randomly walk in if I'm plucking a chin hair out of my face.
Yeah, that's what cool. You're plucking a chin hair.
I'm telling you, man.
Right, no. And, so maybe I need to do the house thing before the smoking hot wife. And that is why I am in business with Eddie Bader.
Oh, he stopped by this morning.
Yes, he did, to the morning show.
He's the best.
He's a great guy.
He and his wife are super sweet, and he was wearing his Jack Campbell shirt.
See, you can testify to this. He's in on all the jokes with the Jack Campbell shirt.
Yeah.
It's not a joke. That's very serious.
It's totally true.
But Jack Campbell for mayor. Yes.
Send us your campaign donations. Hashtag my wedding fund.
He listens to all the shows. He's very down to earth. He always has time for his clients. I'll talk to him. I'd call him up, 322-0662. Hey, this is Eddie. That is directly to him. And so if you're looking to buy a house like I am, and maybe it is a situation where you have a good place, but you realize, ooh, I want to have kids. We've had the kids. We don't have enough room.
You're growing out of it. You're in that 2-bedroom, 1-bath, and you need to bump it up to a ranch 3-bedroom, 2-bath. Hashtag shiplap. You got to give him a call.
Life happens. He even does pontoon boat pulls.
Shut up.
Now, that's how I want to live. Up on the lake.
I don't have a problem with the lake house. I wouldn't mind a lake house.
Exactly.
I said something about that, too.
He does that. And he'll specialize. He'll make it individual to you. You tell him what you want. You tell him the price, he's going to give you options. And he really has opened my eyes to how easy the process could be and how many options there are. It's like there's so much to play
with.
There's
a boatload, but the thing about it is just from when I've talked to Eddie about random stuff, he has that way about him. Like, he knows a bunch.
Yeah.
But he's able to understand where you're coming from.
Yeah,
he doesn't, he listens to you and retains what you're saying and comprehends what you're saying, and he doesn't fill you with a bunch of fluff. He gets right to it.
Exactly.
Tells you what's up.
So if you are looking to buy or sell a home, and maybe you're wanting to buy because you want to invest, change your life, he knows a lot about that. Invest in a home, rent it out, give Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group a call. 322-0662. Again, that number directly to Eddie Bader, 322-0662. Tell him Joey sent you.
And then Emily says hello.
Yes. Now, Emily, we have to hit this break. But,
have you listened to the small print from this record?
I think so.
Thoughts of a Dying Atheist.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so good. This whole record's amazing.
Muse is awesome.
I think in the break we need to pull up something from Origin of Symmetry.
Maybe. We'll argue about it.
Okay.
Joey Clark.
Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The $3 million Free Play Frenzy is on at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Stop by your favorite Wind Creek Casino between August 1st and September 29th to find out how you can win free play every week for a year. And at our grand prize drawings in September, you can win $500 free play every week for 20 years. So, join the frenzy at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel and find your winning moment.
Will Dismukes, candidate for House District 88, has become mighty popular in Montgomery. The last 3 weeks, big money special interest groups are showering him with campaign cash. Dismukes has received more than $50,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 26 days. Let me repeat that, $50,000 in special interest PAC contributions in just 26 days. Autauga and Elmore County voters are very concerned. Who will Dismukes represent? The hardworking, tax-paying citizens of District 88 or Montgomery's big money special interest? These special interest groups' top priority is an immediate 6 cents per gallon gas tax increase, with an additional 18 cents per gallon gas tax increase over the next 4 years. It's time for Will Dismukes to answer the question. What did he promise the Montgomery swamp dwellers in return for all that campaign cash? On July 17th, the voters will have a clear choice to vote against another political game player, beholden to Montgomery special interest groups, who are committed to raising our taxes.
Paid for by Al Boone for Alabama House, 512 at Tunka Street, Prattville, Alabama.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama. P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama, 36102.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlin, ARI, Element, WEX, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and Car Care One credit cards. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of showers and storms continues well into the nighttime hours tonight before eventually ending and then fading out. Overnight low temperature in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, look for a high temperature in the lower 90s, partial sunshine, and still a generous supply of showers and storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Then on Thursday and Friday, the storms thin out in number, not as many storms to go around, with high temperatures edging back towards the middle 90s and triple-digit heat indices again. Our free weather app has advanced interactive radar and future radar. Plus, keep on top of the tropics, and you'll have access to all my videos and blog updates. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, welcome back. You're listening to the Joey Clark Radio Hour. Emily Hayes, Old Lady Hayes, is here in studio.
It's me.
We're coming back in with a little perfect situation. Weezer. I can really relate to this song. There's the pitch, slow and straight.
All I have to do is swing and I'm a hero. I'm a zero.
That's been most of my life. No, seriously. Like, I find a way unconsciously to screw up a great situation.
Don't think so hard.
No, without thinking. Literally without thinking, I do it.
Bless your heart.
Yeah. But I'm over it. I'll be fine. I'll be fine.
You know, I have seen, this is, I don't want to sound hoity-toity or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Or, what's the right word? I have seen you kind of go through a change in the last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tell me about this.
You know, the first time I hung out with you compared to, like, where you are now.
I think the first time we hung out, I was drunk.
Yeah, it was the Christmas party.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. Pretty sure we were all drunk, Joey.
Fair enough.
There were, like, three after parties.
True.
But just from that to now, how, you know, we were talking earlier today, but it said, you know, you're like a brother to me. You know, I don't have a little brother, but...
Are you a sister?
If you would like me, I'm really good at it.
I'm collecting sisters! Yeah!
Anyway.
But, you know, I think of you, there's a handful of folks up here at Blue Water that, you know, we spend a lot of time together. I spend more time with y'all than I do with my family, and so you become, you know, very close with some of your coworkers, not all of them, but... So you become close with your coworkers, and you hang out with them sometimes outside of work. But watching you over the last year, not just in your personal life, but professionally as well, like what you've done here from, you know, your work on Dan's show and Greg's show, and then some stuff you do behind the scenes downstairs. Like, we all have our downstairs work.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, I definitely have my downstairs work.
But, you know, but going from your 30-minute program to getting a full hour and working for that, you know, that wouldn't happen if you weren't creating great appointment radio, in my opinion. Your show is an appointment radio time.
Oh.
For me, I know for other people as well. Don't always text you while you're on the air or anything like that. And don't always talk to you about your shows after the fact, right, or whatever. But, you know,
not all of them are good.
Well, I tune in, and there's been times where I've been, you know, I've been traveling a lot the last 2 months.
Yeah.
And so just whatever I've missed, I'll go back and listen to on the SoundCloud thing. But seeing you grow professionally and, like, with the convention.
Yeah, that, like, was
that,
great.
That, you know, quietly, and I'm going to tell you now, but, like, on the inside, I was like, I'm so happy for Joey. This is so great. It's almost like a, you know, a validation thing of all his hard work is paying off. He's getting recognized where he needs to be recognized. It's not a bunch of fluff.
Right.
It's not a bunch of just, you know, kissing butts situation.
Well, there were no fluffers at this
right?
convention.
Right. So, I mean,
it's that type of convention.
That, so what you, being recognized with that, and then what you're doing here, and then, you know, personally seeing you out and about more and talking about these bachelor trips, and you know, being excited, you know, that you're getting a sister, and there's good stuff, there's happy things happening.
It does feel like growth of a kind.
It feels like in the last year,
progress of a kind.
Yeah, it feels like in the last year or so that there's just been these nice steady changes.
I don't feel as sad.
I mean, there's more color in your wardrobe, and that's the pot calling the kettle black, so I wear black all the time. But I do sometimes throw a color in there. And you've had these nice pastels.
Yeah.
Almost like you're an Easter egg bag of M&Ms,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Crack me open and taste the chocolate.
God.
Right. Yeah.
But I didn't mean to be all gushy and stuff right there.
No,
just
I appreciate
you know
it. No, because you don't always have self-awareness. Like, I have to be completely honest. There's some nights where I'm tired.
Well, yeah.
There's some nights where I'm a little frustrated with the political scene. You could hear it last night with Troy and I talking about Trump in Russia and Trump meeting Putin. And it's a position I often find myself in where I'm not on, like, the Trump train truly, but I'm also not like a never Trumper.
Yeah.
I'm not a Democrat.
I want people to do their jobs, do it well, and protect my freedoms. Bang,
and so,
bang, boom.
And well, and I also will get frustrated about, like, decades worth of time.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of time I've been alive, the U.S. has had terrible foreign policy decisions. And
yeah,
it's like, you got no! And yet you're still there? And that you're still there telling me Here's what the expert opinion is.
Yeah.
So I will get frustrated with politics, and that's why I have turned away from doing it every night.
Well, it's, to keep your sanity in this day and age, you kind of have to.
Yeah.
But I just know that you've, you know, you've had your nose to the grindstone, you've kept your head down, you've been working hard, and I just want you to want you to pop up and see you're doing good work.
Okay. So. I'll stop and smell the roses.
Thank you.
Looks like we have a phone call.
Uh-oh, we pissed somebody off, Joey.
Well, hopefully. 272-9228. Let's see who this is. News Talk, you're on the air.
It is Rusty Griswold. How are you doing?
Oh, Rusty.
Hey, I love coming home and listening to you guys flirt on the radio. It's so much fun.
That's awkward.
I don't know if this is, could be called flirting.
No.
Here's the truth. I flirt with everybody on my show. I played footsie with Baron Coleman.
Oh, well.
And if you ever have the opportunity, he is a married man, but please go for it.
He's got those silk socks.
He's got those boots. Oh,
yeah. I already had stinky feet and web toes.
You would think sometimes, but no, it's actually quite lovely.
Huh. All right, let's get down to business. Your three predictions.
Okay.
Attorney General race.
Steve Marshall.
Lieutenant Governor race.
I'm going with Twinkle probably.
The House district race.
My gut is saying Bobby. Now, all these are a gut decision. I have not seen any polling. I don't have any inside information. As I said earlier, sometimes my gut is just full of crap.
Well,
I hope this isn't a constipated night.
Yeah, and turnout's going to be horrible. So that's going to have a big effect.
That's with all the runoffs, man. And I'm just happy it's over. Like, I just want a decision to be made at this point. And also, I feel that way because I've worked on a few campaigns. I feel that way for the candidates. When you reach this point, especially election night, you're waiting for the returns to come in as the polls close. Everybody, even if you lose, it's sad when you're in a losing campaign's kind of after party. But there is a feeling of relief that at least we're done with this process.
Well, it's good job security for you because it brings in revenue to the station, which is...
That's true, yeah.
Which is great.
Oh, I'm really raking it in, yeah.
All right, well, we'll see what happens tonight, guys. As always, I always enjoy your show. You did a great job. They need to give you another hour.
Yeah, we might do it. I might just keep my current schedule and tack on another hour.
Why not?
Just a little more work for you, so you have what would that be, like 14-hour work day now?
That would be, we'll call it 14. Not quite, but we'll call it 14.
Something like that. All right, guys. Y'all have a good one. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, it should be interesting to see the returns. Bobby and Martha, they were being covered on Fox News at their 5 o'clock show.
Yeah, well, you know, we've seen that in the morning for the last week of them focusing on Bobby and Martha. I just, you know, I don't want to say that I don't care because I do care.
Right.
But the thing that's gotten me over the last couple of weeks is the ads.
Yeah.
And not so much the fact that, that's an attack ad, and why would somebody do that, and how are you going to attack somebody's name? They didn't choose their name and stuff
Did you really make a jingle out of their name?
Yeah, but I remember the morning that we heard it. And, you know, I do production with Jay, so Jay had heard it before I did. Because he had to put it into the system, but the morning that one of the attack ads played, and it just, because I'm not going to take sides on either one, but I think you'll know what I'm talking about. But it just laundry listed this whole, you know, if you want,
it was a litany, yeah.
If you want a burp derp 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 swamp thing, Godzilla meets Mothra, run for everything but dog catcher.
And here's the thing. Like, can't we be original? Do we all have to talk about the swamp? That makes sense when you're talking
in
about Washington, D.C.
I don't think a broad range of people understand that Washington, D.C. is an actual swamp.
Montgomery, the only thing going on in Montgomery that's swampy is the fact that these full-grown men are wearing suit pants all day in the heat.
God, it's so gross.
That is gross.
Oh, man. But yeah, like hearing that stuff where you just rattle off all these insults and stuff and throw somebody's name on it. Another thing, and I know I've talked to you about this before, and we've talked about faith on this show before.
Yeah.
And, you know, I am Lutheran. But
I'm kind of a, I'm searching.
You know, you're doing your thing.
I'm searching.
The thing about it is that I don't think me being Lutheran is going to help me balance a budget any better than somebody that's, right. you know, Pentecostal. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have to tell me what you practice religiously or if you practice at all. I want you to do your job.
Mm-hmm.
I don't...
Well, don't most people assume somebody's a Christian in this state?
I think...
If you don't say anything?
No, in the South, yeah.
Yeah, if you're just a good person... This is interesting to me because I don't identify as a Christian anymore. But if I just talk and I present myself... And I was raised as a Christian. I have to give credit where it's due.
Mm-hmm.
But I think people will assume, oh, that's a good Christian young man. Or... What a sinner. Like, he'll come back. But, like, they assume that if you don't say anything, people will assume you're a Christian for the most part.
I think that, well, on our part, I think that's a fair assumption to assume. That, yeah. You know, it happens when you start assuming. But
it's most people in Alabama are Christian.
Well, exactly.
It's a pretty good assumption.
But I don't think that you have to waste 10 seconds of your TV time or your radio time or your picture time posing in front of a little white church in some lovely green garden with a nice red door, and you know you're there with your 3.5 kids and your wife. You don't have to. I would much rather hear where you found money to repair potholes so this stretch of Ann Street was decent again.
Yeah,
you know, that's what I care to hear about. I mean.
See, but
you wouldn't be running for office if you had been out there murdering and killing people. So,
see, my message if I ran for office these days, no matter the office, whether it was attorney general, I think that is a very specific duty to it, though. That's maybe not the best example. AG is a pretty serious job. I don't know why we elect judges. Like, yeah, I just don't always, weird. Especially some of these appeals courts. Like, I've met some of the candidates, great people all around. I don't think there's necessarily a bad decision there. But I don't know if that's, like, the best way to be picking who you want as your justice. Maybe that's elitist of me. But I'm not a huge fan of how democracy works, given because we've heard all these ads.
Yeah.
But if I was going to run, say, for lieutenant governor, mm-hmm. I don't think that position has that much power. Now, you are next in line, and Kay Ivey became governor because she was lieutenant governor because of, you know, Bentley's dalliances. And
yeah, I'm sorry. I know exactly why people...
Voicemails.
Why that's so hotly contended right now. Because, you know, can't live forever.
Right.
As much as you love her,
we're being
can't live
polite
forever.
Here.
So,
we're being polite. But let's say I'm running for lieutenant governor. My message to people would be like, there are a lot of problems in this state. There might be some infrastructure, some roads that need some fixing. Mm-hmm. Maybe we need to create a more business-friendly environment, not with subsidies and special carve-outs, but with a general reduction in taxes, very concise, clear, not overburdensome regulations. You know, there's all sorts of political things I could tell you that would potentially make our lives as Alabamians better.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I, Joey Clark, have this message for you, that if you really want your life to get better, it's up to you. Nothing I or anybody else in the Montgomery legislature, in the governor's mansion, as lieutenant governor, can really make that thing that's bothering you better. Very rarely. Doesn't mean every problem will be solved, but at the end of the day, it's going to be up to you to make your life better. You and your friends. Friends like sisters like Emily Hayes.
Doll. Bless it.
Tomorrow night, the great marriage debate begins.
Oh,
6 to 7.
Lands.
Your fiance, Emily's fiance, Brandon, God's gift, Ross. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be something.
Oh, it's going to be something, all right. Tune